And the text is 1 Corinthians 10 through 17. Now I beseech ye, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it has been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, I am of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were ye baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you, but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I baptized in my own name. And I baptize also the house of Stephanus. Besides, I know not whether I baptize any other. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. You may be seated. I have 3 points today. One of them is engagement towards unity. Look to the cross. And finally, elevate the cross. My introduction is, the Corinthian church had lots of problems, from concerns of rational ones, from culture issues, dealing with food, sexual immorality, and misunderstandings about the resurrection. Paul begins by addressing the disunity that exists in the church. He knows that none of the other issues can be dealt with until the church is focused, each one as a unified church. The definition out of the Vines Bible Dictionary means meaning of unity. Simply put, one. Psalms 133, 1, behold, how good and how pleasant is it for the brethren to dwell together in unity. And as for the first point, engagement towards unity, verse 10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. This urging doesn't come from his own authority as the one who first brought them the gospel. Instead, he's challenging them with the authority of Jesus Christ. This call to agreement is not Paul's idea, but Jesus himself desires it. John 17, 20 through 21. This is Jesus' prayer for the believer. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast seen me. My second point is look to the cross. In verse 13, Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? or were ye baptized in the name of Paul? The purpose of this question is Christ divided? Is to get them to think about Christ. The designation for the Christian in the Bible is in Christ. If Christ is divided and they are all in Christ, then they also are all divided. But Christ is not divided. Showing the church that they should have no divisions either. Paul reminded them in verse 9, God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. As we encourage our friends and our family, neighbors, to walk in faith with Christ, to point people to Jesus, Jesus' nature, instead of just reminding them about the rules they are to follow. It's not that Paul doesn't talk about right behavior. He does it often. But he always grounds that behavior in Christ and our relationship with him. In Philippians 7:14 through 16, do all things without murmuring and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among you, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the days of Christ that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Paul tells the Philippians not to grumble like the world, rather to be God's children by holding to the word of life. And for my last point, elevating the Christ, the cross. Verse 17, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. Paul's commission was to preach the gospel. His focus and our focus should be on the gospel, not in a stylish delivery, but the reality of the gospel message. Division in the churches occur when people focus on style rather than on substance or content. Those who trust in the content of the cross do not rest on a human device, but rely on God's use of the message in the hearts of those who hear. Loyalty rests on God rather than the messenger. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. No gimmick or human pressure or present of the gospel. But the biblical emphasis is always on the power of the content. Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. In conclusion, when believers are not unified, the power of the gospel changes. Life is put into question, and Jesus appears unable to solve our problems. He becomes no better than a failed government or education system, helpless to fix society's pressing issues. When believers are united, the world will take notice. We then have an opportunity to tell them about the power of the gospel to unite us despite our differences.